And here we are back on Mix 93, and it's time for Hancock Happenings with Todd Gast. Todd Gast is here in the studios. How are you doing today, Todd Gast?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing, Sam?
I'm doing well.
Excellent. Always good to be here with you. Yes. Every Wednesday.
About 9:15 typically.
Yeah, but we're a little late today.
Yeah, about 9:30 now. So yeah. Late edition of the show.
The late edition.
It's really late.
There was a backup on the other station, so I am now a little late.
Yeah, it's like I said, sun's setting, moon's almost up, late at night.
Oh my gosh, it is only 9:30 in the morning. But we still have lots of fun summer happenings here in Hancock.
Like what?
Oh, like, guess what? Get in shape on Quincy Green. We only have two more weeks outdoor functional fitness classes, which is strength training for everyday living. And these sessions are designed to help you improve your stability and enrich your everyday life. And this is open for, you know, all at levels of fitness. So you don't have to be worried, but any of these kinds of classes you can take with you. Now, I did say only two more weeks. So tomorrow, the 20th, and next week, the 27th, that will be the last day of classes, like, you know, official on Quincy Green. So that's from 10 till 10:45 a.m. And they're only $5. And we want to thank our friends over at UP Health System Portage for hosting these classes all summer long. So, you know, these are like the sure signs that fall is coming, right?
That's right.
These are all coming to an end. But like I said, we want to thank UP Health System Portage. And you can take these classes with you. So you can go outside during the fall if you'd like to and do these strength training exercises. Or you can do them at home in your yard or inside your home. But breathe that fresh Copper Country air and have fun with these functional fitness classes. Again, what's the worst thing that you can do? Fall down.
That's right.
You don't want to fall down.
If you get some grass, it won't hurt as much.
It won't. But guess what? We just don't want to do that because you could fall weird, you know, and break something. We don't want to do any of that.
That is why you're building up the strength.
That's why you're building up the strength. So those classes are super valuable. But you know what? We have a lot of fun on Thursdays as well here in the city of Hancock. We got the all-new Hancock Thursday Farmers Market that features over 30 rotating vendors this year, which makes the Hancock Thursday Market your choice for high-quality and gluten-free baked goods, fresh produce, bagels, clothing mending, quail eggs. We were just talking about quail eggs over at the other network that we were just like, they are just so jam-packed, filled with nutrients, and I did not know that. But we did our Googling, and they are, I mean, compared to a chicken egg, even though chicken eggs are very good for you, quail eggs are just, they're just a multiplier. They're small, but three quail eggs is equal to the size of a chicken egg, but they are just that much more healthy for you.
Do they sell?
They do sell. Yeah, they do sell. But I mean, like, again, they're so small.
It's a limited quantity item.
It's a kind of a limited quantity nice. Item.
Yeah. Limited quantity.
Quantity.
Not quality.
Not quality.
It's high quality.
High quality, limited on quantity.
That's right.
We've got to make sure we get our cue words correctly there. But that's our farmer's market. That's 2 until 6 p.m. That's every Thursday. So, if you know, we talk about this also. You want to keep your money local and strengthen our local economy. This is a really, really great way to do that. Buy local. And there's nothing more local than your local farmer's market. Our farmers are our businesses, our local businesses, and so are our cottage industry folks. So, you know, support them. Go to the market. It is so much fun. There's such a great vibe and great energy there. And also have your lunch there on a beautiful Thursday afternoon.
So, are they selling lunch?
Yeah, they do. They actually have some prepared food. They have Copper Island Bagels there and also Griffin Cafe. So really great opportunities. Have your lunch right there on Quincy Green. And like I said, there's like such a great energy. So check that out every Thursday, 2 until 6 p.m. Lots of fun right on Quincy Green. We've also got game night every Thursday. So you can go come to downtown Hancock and join the fun at Casey Bonkers, 119 Quincy Street, every Thursday for game night. And they're open until 8 p.m. Also, Nutini's Supper Club they're at 321 Quincy Street. They host trivia night, and that begins at 8:30. So you got a little buffer there. You can go grab a bite to eat, have a drink, and get your friends together once again and have more game night at with trivia night at Nutini Supper Club. Plus, we have our Movies on the Green every Thursday, and that is at sundown. This week, we've got our this week's fan favorite for Kids Night winner. We've got the 2024 animated coming-of-age film by Disney and Pixar, the hit Inside Out 2 on the big screen on Quincy Green. So we've been having really great audiences. Last week, we had well over 100 people there to check out Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. So what a great Thursday evening we all had together. And this week, I'm hoping that we've got just as many folks coming out for Inside Out 2. If you've not seen this film, it is hysterical.
It's a lot of fun.
So
what time
I know you're
it's
got to be sunset, so approximately 9 p.m.
Approximately 9 p.m. this week.
So
I know the days are getting shorter.
There are days, so we're losing about 20 minutes.
So this should be happening sooner and sooner as it goes on.
But we've only got one more week after this week.
That is true.
Because guess what? School is starting to happen. So in fact, we've got, first of all, the 75th annual Houghton County Fair. And you can visit the City of Hancock booth at the fair at the HOCO Arena. And you can experience family-friendly fun from August 27th through the 30th. And that's at the fairgrounds in Hancock. So that's a lot of people's love. They love the fair. And that 75th anniversary, that's their diamond anniversary. So congratulations to the Houghton County Fair for all of the fun that you bring to our community. We've got also our MTUs, An Afternoon on the Town, comes to the City of Hancock for the first time on Saturday, August 29th from noon until 3 p.m. So it's actually, they start at 11 a.m., but they start at the Michigan Tech campus. So it's going to take them a little while to get all the way over to Hancock. So we're kind of calling that time noon until 3 p.m. So over 1,000 MTU students will be in the City of Hancock for the first time. So great way to show off your business. And you must have registered by midnight last night. So we hope that all those businesses that are in Hancock that want to show off, they already registered because your deadline was on last night at midnight. It was actually 11:59 p.m. So we hope we are all ready to show off all the wonderful things that are right here in downtown Hancock on Quincy Street. So that is Michigan Tech's An Afternoon on the Town, August 29th from noon until 3 p.m. We also have some of our people's favorite event that we do. It's our end of summer celebration. I know we don't like to talk about the end of summer, but what a great way to celebrate it. And that's going to be Saturday, September 5th from 2 until 10 p.m. We've got live music, food, and non-food vendors. We've got about, right now, we've got over 29 non-food vendors and about 6 to 7 food vendors. So what a great time we're going to be having with that. We've got bouncy houses and games for the kids of all ages. We've got our famous ping pong ball drop, our pickleball, cribbage, and cornhole tournaments, our street dance with Chad Borgen and the Collective. I know that we had to cancel their Canal Rock concert 2 weeks ago, and I think people might have thought, wow, you're so clever that you had them coming back for your end of summer celebration, but that's not true. We are clever, but we already pre-planned that Chad Borgen and the Collective will be at our street dance. They'll be from 6 until 10, and that is September 5th. We've got the Beer Garden fundraiser for the Hancock City Volunteer Fire Department as well. And then we're wrapping it all up with our laser light show spectacular, and that'll be at 10 p.m. So what a great way to wrap up our summer here in the City of Hancock. But with our end of summer celebration, Saturday, September 5th, and that's from 2 until 10 p.m. Hey, if you want to register for any of the games for cribbage or for pickleball, you can call Mary Kaminsky at 906-482-2... Uh-oh, now I just drew a blank. Oh, no. I'm going to get that number. Don't worry about it. So it's going to be great to have you all be registered. I'm going to click on here and check this out. But anyway, and we'll get that number to you. We've got Back to School for Michigan Tech classes, and they begin on Monday, August 31st, and the Hancock Public School classes begin on Tuesday, September 8th. So welcome back to the dogs. That's the Huskies and the Bulldogs. We wish you a great school season this year. We've also got the Hancock Lights the Night, and they need you to get involved to have our newest holiday tradition come to life for holiday 2026. So if you want a sponsor, we need sponsors. If you'd like to volunteer, if you want to get involved and participate by adopting a campsite this year at the Hancock Campground, give us a call, 906-482-2720, or email city@cityofhancock.com to sponsor. So participate, volunteer, get involved. This is our newest holiday tradition. That's the Hancock Lights the Night. We're really looking forward to having a fantastic year, and we really want to have a lot of fun again for this. And we just need our community to come out and help us have a wonderful, wonderful holiday celebration. I'm going to look up Mary's phone number here, and that is 906-482-2422. If you want to register for the pickleball or the cribbage tournaments, and you must pre-register. So Mary Kaminsky's number again, 906-482-2422.
And what do they have to register by?
They need to register by, let's just say, September 3rd.
Okay. Plenty of time.
Yeah, you got plenty of time. But you know what? Get that registration done right now, because you want to get involved. Because I know that the pickleball slots are filling up quick. Ooh. So if you want to get involved in the tournament, you must call Mary Kaminsky, and you must pre-register for both of those events. Plus our cornhole. If you want to be in that tournament, give us a call, 906-482-2720.
Okay. Anything else?
We've got that's our full slate of summer happenings right here in Hancock. So we wish everybody a really wonderful week.
All right. So thank you for having been here, Todd Gast. This has been Hancock Happenings right here on Mix 93.